So again, the story then, I was just talking and the war. I've been thinking lately which part of the story to start with. Thank you for your cooperation, path of love, sandbox. I mean, if that even fits in here, sandbox, yeah, well, maybe that's the game. What are the other ones? I mean, two interesting questions here is that if I look at the whole story chronologically, how does it all hang together? So we got the POL there happening. Starting there, you know, with PO in the 60s, 67, something like that. And yeah, that's good. And that goes all the way to today. And the war, it would then happen. Well, I guess somewhere there close to the end of it. So in that way it could be that the whole story, I mean, just like Mahabharata, is kind of leading up to that, you know, will there be a war or not? How will it all work out? And I mean, one end scene could be, you know, that here they go, blowing off all their atom bombs, and everyone is just going, leaving this world. And then it's a question of where do you go, or something like that. And then we see finally there, you know, Bio and his beloved one together, and they all across that bridge and going back home. And maybe piles of people are coming after glorious end. Or maybe they get it together and make planet Earth less shadowy. Of the way it should be, because it's not that just there by chance and can be gone next day. There's some purpose to it, and the little humans can't just destroy it all. So something like that, and that's the question, you know. Then there can be different optional storylines, but then that means that in end of war, I don't know if Rick is there, if Peo is going to be there, the Awares, they're going to be there. The original idea was that it's connected to Pants also, as a kind of continuation of Pants. But I don't know if that is too... naive. But the overall storyline here is some people in the little town where there is this girl, Sara, whatever her name is. Was there in the sandbox, and that story going over there to their vacation place and meeting that guitar guy, and becoming some kind of revolutionary, and where we're. Building up this whole basic storyline there with, you know, the Mr. Big Wiggles or whatever his name is comes there, you know, with a big shopping center, indoor center, mall, shopping mall, that's what you call it, and with this big international global businesses behind him, and how that collides with the little local shops in the town. And then we see, we can actually build the whole thing around that, how that the big ones grow more and more, huge corporations, and then they start to become, you know, giants on clay feet, and this whole war thing comes into it, and how this little country I don't know if that little country should be the victim of that war, suddenly be considered the bad guy by the big ones. And I think that maybe that is good, that we kind of remove names, change names, and, you know, anchor it not exactly in Sweden and so on, but we can understand what we mean, so to speak, that they represent what we can relate to. Yeah, that's good. And then we'll see, just as we spoke about the other day, me and my boys, when I spoke, that these huge, big, profit-hungry corporations, when this whole thing comes crashing down, you know, this artificial economy and this Western nations and this empire that you know, the emperor doesn't have any clothes anymore, and it can make a whole thing there about how they are trying to hold on to that and pretend that they're still the biggest and greatest, and then threatened with their fantastic weapons, but they are just, the money has just disappeared into bureaucracies and people with fine titles, and there are so many, what is it they say, too many chiefs and too few Indians. It's all like a paper tiger. So all that Mao and those spoke about, they turn out to be now be real and true, and the paper tiger just goes poof. And what's left, the paper tiger burns in its own fire. And what's left, well, the people, us ordinary people, and the little shops open there again along the walking street, and the people start making their pants again. Maybe Pio's sister or someone, or their cousins, they remember how you do it, and the old building for the factory is still there, even the sewing machines are still there somewhere, unused, dust them off. And then, yeah, look here, we got nice clothes. And the others are growing the food out there on the countryside. And they exchange with each other. But now they have this more advanced knowledge. Well, knowledge that was there all along, but now even better. Methods to grow food more effectively and more environmentally even, but also all around the year. So some things came crashing down. And yes, some people died, but mainly those who wanted to fight and kill and be heroes that way. But the normal people who were just innocent, they just were forced to come down to a normal level again, the way life used to be. But yes, now they still have electricity, because we know it's a knowledge how to make it. And there are many ways to make it. And the internet is still there because it was built with all these fiber optics, and it's a knowledge and you can still use it. The computer is this and that. And then we find that this technology is still there in the East, and they provide it, and it's all, and it can all be used for good things. But people are happy now because this crazy, mad illusion and artificial society and the greed and all that just went poof. That's how it works. Truth prevails, reality prevails. So that's, I think, the main storyline here, right? So, end of war should end with a question mark. That big leader somewhere stands there with a button am I going to push it or not? And then we stop and we start back there in the 60s. Yeah, with P.O. and Rick. So that will be part two. And it's the Beatles and it's Flower Power and it's the man who predicted the internet, and but also the Vietnam War, the AI that is coming, the use of sophisticated, you know, technology for what? For good things or for weapons? Or and Rick there climbs into this, comes up into those higher security clearance levels. This could be up to the point when P.O. comes in contact with that temple. And now we have the, and you know that first, that P.O.L. then is about the individual, they're searching for love. And the little Sweden there between the East and the West, the communism, the capitalism. And so someone growing up there in the 60s, 70s, trying to, first of all, find that girl, but also find his way is there in this world. What is this world? How are we going to handle it? And, you know, and the kids, then, you know, politically engaged and so on. So we can make that one. Yeah, there's material for that. And then how P.O. goes down into a dark big city, and it's kind of hero's journey there. And his weaknesses are getting apparent and obvious, and but then there is some redemption, and in the end, instead of him going just down into hell or something, and he steps into that door and he changes life completely, and there we leave that book, if we think in terms of books now. Where do we start the next one? How do it fit, thank you for your cooperation, into this? It's a bit futuristic, so I think the second part of the continuation of P.O.L. should be, yeah, he wakes up there in the temple, and where again he's dreaming again about this wonderful world there, Cow Island, and how the whole thing continues. I don't know. I mean, the thank you for your cooperation is more science fiction-ish, right? It's more wild fantasy. Does it fit into this? And the war is also a bit fantasy, it's fiction, I mean. But the POL, I want to just tell what happened. It's hard to combine the two. Remains to be seen. Oh, I can't think much now.